I didn't even know that being a middle child was a thing. Hello, everybody. We are here again.
You are now listening to the Veracity Podcast, a production of Veracity Media.
Hi, fam. What's up? How are you doing? Veracity reporting for duty that I've left for a while. And I know you're very understanding. Thank you so much for cooperating. My guest is playing something in the background. Can I just stay at you to cooperate?
I'm sorry about that.
Apology accepted.
Yeah.
Fine. Hi, friends of the Most High.
Hello, what are you doing? What are you doing? What do you want to know? Oh my God, I just ran.
Are you high on something?
High. Oh my yam and sauce.
That really went well. Shall we just finish eating what amazing food like that? Yam and salt. Roasted fried yam.
It's not like good roasted.
I don't like salt at all.
Yeah, because you don't like it. There are a lot of things
that
you don't like.
On that, so
you have a list of things. I don't know how you're even human and how you're.
I don't eat so many things. The things I eat are very, very few and I like it. I think I'm not going to give stress.
No, but I feel like, how are you surviving, especially in Nigeria, because like food is limited. Like, is it like eating beans, yam, gary?
What? Yeah, the basics. Let's just eat the basic
potato.
Thing. Why are you eating?
Excuse
something
you. Cool? Wait. Scratch that. Go back. You don't like eggplant.
I've never eaten.
Yeah, so never say never because you've never eaten. Or more,
as far as the spreading coincides.
Well,
see, I'm not eating any aquabum food.
They can actually make it without the egg.
I've tested afang. My auntie made afang, and the sat alone was not appealing to me. It's just so green.
You're missing out from the world.
Anyway, bread is a food. It's so she eats literally everything.
I hate. One I hate.
So leave. Even the wash the soap, she said, I don't really like wash. Just
I hate.
Let's just try.
I hate. Leave. I hate. I'm a hater.
Nice, wonderful, amazing one. Fred is here again today after leaving us for years.
Was it 2021?
I think so.
No, I featured with them.
Okay,
I made my debut. Yeah. No, but now you know they rate me. I'm always here, but you like go other places and get other people and stuff.
If I can have access to you, and really have to take like how long?
All the very best to you and your celebrity.
My celebrity OAP.
All the best to you. I don't need no celebrity status. All I need is money and I need all the gold in the world. Amen.
Wow, gold. I just need 5 bitcoins. If you have 5 bitcoins, you can just come, enter my DM. I'll answer you. ASAP. I mean, you know what 5 bitcoin? Nobody says I'm a criminal. I am not 5 bitcoin. Let's say Nigeria. Yeah.
I hear you.
Okay, what are we talking about today? We are looking at her. We are looking at High Freeze. She's what would I put your position right? I don't really know. But we're looking at the middle child. But she's not like middle child, but she can relate. And I just feel like we should talk about it because I too, when people talk about middle child kind of thing, nobody really noticed them. I kind of relate to some of them. Yeah. Being that she is a middle, not so middle.
Middle one, but when you do the math, actually, we're 4, so
yeah, middle, but not so middle. Mm-hmm. You're in middle with another person,
yeah.
The proper middle child would be somebody like they have 5 children
and
or 7 children.
Okay,
I have those are your middle, but me, we are like how many? And then you have
like
a
4.
Twin sister, but I'm not supposed to be middle, but I can relate to some of the things. How does it feel like being a middle child?
Honestly, veracity. I have never thought about that question in my life until you asked me right now. Is there anything? Like, I feel like we're literally just normal. We're just there. Like, we're somehow even ignored. Nobody really cares
about
us. Yeah,
that part has been ignored.
Because, like, there's no big deal. Everybody's talking about the firstborn and lastborn.
Firstborn.
So, yeah, because my brother is Benjamin. That's the firstborn.
Oh,
and
Benji.
My lastborn is Jeremiah. So, there's this thing about, mommy, Benny.
Okay.
Because he's the first child, or for emphasis, they can say mommy Jerry because he's the last child, but every other person they don't care. Oh, you're there, okay, that's cool, that's fine.
Okay,
no. So there's really nothing like seriously amazing. I didn't even know that being a middle child was a thing. I mean, you go on social media, you see posts about people that are the first child, people that are like the last born, but there's really not so much about people that are middle children because come on, nobody cares about us. We can do and undo. But the only thing.
But I think 90% of middle children in Nigeria, they don't really feel like they are part of it. Except the ones that deliberately put themselves in it. Otherwise, they are just like, okay, you are there. Okay.
You mean
kind
the family?
Abandoned children, yeah.
But you really blame them. The woman had her first child and she was excited. Oh yeah, my first baby. Oh, the second one. Oh yeah, my second baby. Okay. The third one, oh yeah, been there, done that. And the last one is the one that they can dot on. So, but the middle child, we do not really care. But I just know that for me, it was just a normal experience.
Normal.
Just
that. Normal.
Yeah. It was normal. Just I got away with so many things that I did because nobody really cared.
Okay, that part. So you know, for Praise, she's the second child and third child, second girl and third child. Do you feel like you're not pressured about so many things because you have a first senior sister?
Girl, yeah, hell to the yeah. Well, see, the thing about being an Igbo middle child, not just now a middle child, I don't know how it is in your tribe, but because I'm Igbo, so there's this thing about the first daughter is called Ada.
Oh, yeah?
So she's like, oh, the second mommy, if mommy's not there, you're the one. And surprisingly, my sister fits into that role so well. Like, she's really? Like, she's like the mommy of the house, basically, in the whole of the caring and all of the, oh, how are you for doing, something.
I don't feel like that.
Yeah? Well, I just let her have it, let her have her roses. Do your thing, girl. I'm not fighting with you on that one. So, the thing about being me, though, is that, so right now, because none of us in my family were four grown up adults, but by the world standards, they would think that someone should have been married, but.
Yeah.
Nobody in my family is married right now.
Really?
We're four children doing life.
But do you feel your mom is pressuring your elder sister, being that Ada?
Exactly. So recently there was a trend. I think it was that trend where we were singing song woman. Wasn't this year? It was last year. How that women were coming out and you know in black and white and then posting all their insecurities.
Yeah.
What people had called them. Blah 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 and all of that. Do you remember that time?
Yeah. Even Genevieve did it.
Yeah, Genevieve did it. So many women did it and it was so beautiful. And I think she was going to promote her song. Woman.
Yeah.
So my sister Chinyaramba. That's her name.
Hi sister, I guess you're listening to this.
Yeah, so I think she did her album. Is my mom going to listen to me?
She might not.
Be careful. But anyway, so the trend, it happened. So my sister hopped on the trend. So she was putting out all her insecurities. You know, they say you won't get a man. They say you're getting old. They say you are at this age, blah, blah, blah. You know, all of those things now that people say about you, especially when you're a career woman. Stuff. Next thing, because I saw it and I liked the post.
She
I don't know
where. What did she post it?
She posted it on Instagram, she posted it on Facebook as well. So I don't, usually my friends are not the social media people. So I don't know what's going on. Next thing, I saw the post on our
family chat.
On the family group chat.
Oh my goodness.
Hey! Same first of all, I was like, what's going on here? Next thing I'm hearing, my sister called me later, and my dad called and said, I reject those things for you. You are a solid woman. You will find a good man. You will do this. You should start thinking of marriage now. Leave that thing that you're posting there. You know, all of those things. Usually, maybe because of the way we were brought up, my parents never made that whole pressure of getting married a thing.
Okay.
So I don't think that was the closest to us ever getting that whole pressure. So when she called me, she was really feeling so bad. You're like, wow, so what daddy said that she should start. And all this one, that's childish. That you should look for a man. Blah, 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 blah. Oh. Like, wow, okay, daddy, okay. So all of those things that he did, till today, he doesn't do it to me. So there's this pressure of, get married, stuff like that, all of that. So back to what we're discussing, that pressure is there, but I don't really get it as much because somehow they don't know I exist yet. But recently, my father has given me the hint, though.
Really?
So when I call him and I'm just greeting him, maybe I probably need to send him money for small things here and there. He's like, oh my daughter. Usually he just says, you'll be blessed. God will keep. I pray for you for everything. God bless you.
It's in man's prayer.
He's there.
God will give you the bone of your bone.
God will give you the good husband. Good husband that will love you like Christ loved the church.
Oh my
goodness. And it was a long prayer, veracity.
Wow.
A very long one. But
my mom does that too.
They do that, right?
And then she's like, God will give you a very good gift. Before she used to pray about pastor, so my twin had to tell her, please don't pray without any pastor. Come. I don't know about my pastor. Now she's like, a very good man, a kind person. I'm like, okay, amen. Can we wrap this up, please? Mom, can we wrap this up? Oh, God, Nigeria prayer. I don't know what's up with them.
Parents, right? No,
it's just happening when it's temporary.
Because. Certainly, not to digress, but it's a huge concern.
Yeah.
Because now every day they're putting, and now I don't know what's going on. Because when you go out, people are saying, oh, there's a window for a woman to get married. Mm-hmm. There's a window when she's young. If she passes 26, 27, 28, and doesn't get married, then she's going to start having issues and all of that. So you hear that every day, and you're like, what's going on there? Lord, my clock is ticking, my biological clock, like they call it, is ticking. But it's okay. But right now, I don't have that pressure as much because I'm just living my life. It's going to happen when it's going to happen. But something else that happened. happens when, you know, as a needy child, you don't get any brand new things.
Okay, I was coming to that. I remember one time in primary school, my dad bought some new books because some series they've gone ahead, so they have bought like new ones, I think like two. So when they shared it round, there was one left, old one. New one didn't get to me. That has the old one too. I was like, wow. So me, I forbid the new one, Abby.
Right. Like it's a taboo for you to use new things. You have to wait until two generations have used it. Mm-hmm. Your firstborn would have used, like my laptop here.
Okay, right in front
my
of
mom
us.
Used it first of all.
Okay.
When she finished using it, my first one used it.
Okay.
When my first one was already, my sister used it.
And now it's
when
your turn.
Now it's my turn to own it.
Are you so gonna pass to go it down? I doubt.
No, I think this injustice will end with my lineage. It will end with me.
Okay. Amen to that. Amen to that.
Even the same thing with clothes. You know, you get like your siblings' clothes when they're done with them.
Is it just like random because of both Christmas and New Year clothes?
No, no, Christmas. I know that. That would be so bad. I'll be something else, you know, but it's clothes, it's just normal clothes and stuff. But it gets to clothes too.
Well, what about getting away with things? Like when you're younger, you know, when children do things, like let's say the last born especially, when they do annoying things, your parents have to not transfer their aggression. They transfer to like the first child. Well, you know that, because aggression gets to you. When they're about to spank somebody randomly for what another person did, does it?
No, I can't remember a scene like that because, you know, that whole pressure is usually on the firstborn to protect
the guy or the girl.
The guy is the firstborn, so after they've gone to him and then they'll come to me as well. They come to my sister before they get to me. You know, so it's really not. I didn't really feel all of those issues.
Did you have any close siblings growing up?
Growing up, I was a Margaret Thatcher. I was usually the ones they used to gang up on, so the siblings, my other siblings would come and gang up on me because I was really very annoying when I was growing up. I have to say, I know.
Aww.
I was a very annoying child. I was very picky. Like for instance, I did a lot of very nasty things that when I used to look at things now, I'm like,
was that me?
Really? That's petty. So when everyone's eating, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had very crazy OCD as a child, obsessive compulsive disorder, like having to share things. I had my own cutlery. I didn't like to share my cutlery with my own siblings.
Wow.
I didn't like when people, even to now, it's something I struggle with, but it's not as bad as it was when
as
I was.
It used to be.
So when everybody's eating together, they have to put my food separately. I could not do it.
Really?
So I don't know why. I just didn't do it.
My mother knew that.
My mom knew, and then I didn't like to eat soup as well.
Okay.
Like normal soup. So when they are making soup,
of all kinds,
any type of soup, if it was okra, vegetable, I would eat my own eba. And I didn't take eba. I like to take semo. So I'll take my own with stew. That was the whole
thing.
I was very, very, very naughty. Even when they're making, you know, growing up, they used to make, you make your tea together with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So you make your tea with everybody. And then they'll not start sharing
in
a big bowl and share.
Yours has to be different.
It had to be different. I didn't like it.
No wonder. That's the reason why they all came together.
They were just...
Joseph the dreamer.
And then, I was so saucy and so very annoying. So, maybe because of the movies I watched. So, when I wanted to eat, guess what I was doing? I'll be using for kind of I just felt like I was on top of the world. Like,
where was all this ginger coming from? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know, but right now, I think based on the siblings I'm more closer to, I think I would say my sister.
But back then, I feel like you would have been close to your sisters since you both are just the two girls in the middle.
Yeah, so.
You're not close back then.
Back then, we're just. Me and my sister was so annoying. So, you know, where girls used to do all this old sibling, hold hands together, it's all wear the same clothes and all of that. You know, when you were growing up, we usually have this, maybe during Christmas or something.
Yeah, buy same clothes.
So, they buy the same clothes or buy the same material and we sew the same clothes and all of that.
Mm.
You dare not wear the same material my sister on the Sunday.
Really?
Tochi, because that's my Igbo name. Tochi, I'm wearing my own Akara still. Wear your own next week Sunday. Don't wear it to me. But you know, we didn't have all of those cute sister moments like that.
But you wanted that.
It was like a love-hate relationship. Like, we're always at loggerhead. Like, we just did not like to sit down and reason. I felt like reasoning for us was like we're too disgusting lovey-dovey. So it was like a tough love. We had a tough love. Don't wear all with me. Wear it.
But you wanted that kind of sister romancing thing? Let's get together. Let's hold hands. Let's be chatty every time.
No, I don't think I want any of that. I think I just like what we have. We like. If you see me and my sister in a room, we're always arguing. It had to be. We could not just agree on one thing. We're always arguing.
Was it everywhere? Both in the house, outside the house, or just in the house?
Yeah, in the house. Maybe outside as well, but. It wasn't like argument, like hands
fisting.
I can't even remember. I don't even have a mental picture of any time where me and my sister actually had that
boxing.
But the person where we did box steady, like we need box. We know they use mouth talk things. Boxing. He's my younger brother. Oh my god.
Are you serious?
But you know, nobody tells you as a woman when to stop hitting or when to stop fighting your younger brother. When he starts getting that deep voice. And when his punches start, you know, leaving a mark, and you start feeling some type of way after the punch, you know that you've outgrown that guy. He might be younger, but he's way stronger than you.
Oh my goodness. So now, are you closer to any of them?
Yeah, I can say it depends though. But I think I'm closer to my sister and my older brother.
Maybe.
Not too much to my younger brother, but we're cool. We're okay. We love each other. It's fine.
Of course, we love. We don't have to talk every time, but yeah, we're close. We love
each other. Not all siblings though. Some siblings have this weird face relationship going on. Understand, like the new people don't talk
to
each other.
It happens like that. So middle child thing, you know how the other one we have to like lead the path, right? When the younger ones are coming, though, like okay, direct them. This was a mistake I made. You should not follow this path. I did this and it did not work for me, so I don't want to repeat the same mistake I did. Really, ever happened for you? Like, they have to literally hold your hand and lead you through. Don't go to social university, don't follow this course, don't follow this path, it leads to destruction. Was there anything like leadership from your sibling, being a middle child, half middle child?
I'm trying to think of an experience of time that actually happened. I can't pinpoint one now, but the only thing I know is that, it actually happened. Okay, yeah, I think I remember one. So my older brother went to private university.
Okay.
My younger brother also went to almost like a private university, but I won't call it that, National European University.
Okay.
But it was just me and my sister that went to UNILAG.
Okay.
So in the whole process of me trying to get, you know,
admission,
at the beginning times, me no come be say she not do. She was there. Because I tried 3 times. So at the first attempt, everybody was like, oh yes, let's go. My sister was in the school then, school system. So at the first attempt, she was very much there. Second attempt, not so much. Instead of time, it was just me and my mother. My mother went through the world for me. But being that we went to the same university, and funny enough, we went to the same secondary school too, as well. And we were brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. I'm going to go back to that. How was that like? Your sister in the same school, of course, was your senior.
Oh, yeah. You mean the boarding experience or the university experience?
Let's finish with the university. So we'll go back to the boarding.
Okay, so before the university, when I got into the school system, she put me through what to do, university, and what not to do. But the funny thing is that, you know, I told you my sister behaves like she's more like the motherly one, but sometimes she can be really soft.
Aww.
She can be somehow. So I feel like I was playing the motherly. In school, I was the one like when she wants to go, I'm like, "Cheer, that place was good. Why are you going there now? Like, what do you want to do there? Like, is it necessary?" Because we were kind of like, "Oh my, get inside," kind of children.
Okay.
So we're not really come out like that. Mm. But there was one time, I think it was a final year period. They were doing this clubhouse thingy and all of that. And you know, you lag now when all the girls came out dressing their sassy. I just give my sister one eye the custom. After she had dressed up for the wedding, I just went there. Because her friends were there, I just went, "Please face your things now." I caught a few myself. Like, where are you going? Like, what is it for?
She didn't give you backhand.
Funny enough, she didn't. Because the funny thing is that all through my sister's stay in the university, because UNILAG, she said she was a 5-year course. So I told her I tried to enter UNILAG like 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally got to enter and she was in her final year, her 5th year, when I got into UNILAG. And I was in my 1st year. In UNILAG. So she had gotten in hostel all through.
Experience,
she had the hostels. I think she had hostels for all through the four times. It was only 4th year and 5th year she didn't get a hostel. But the time I entered the year one, she didn't have accommodation.
Okay.
So obviously I had to squat her.
Really?
So I was housing her. But she was hardly ever there though, because of course she's a big girl. She knows what
she's
like.
She was going to stay with her friend.
She had to stay. She could stay off campus, but sometimes she was just there and all of that. But she really showed me the ropes, you know. you know, have to read for a four unit course,
3 unit course,
some of those things. Do this, do that. But we're not in the same course. We're not even in the same field. She's in science, I'm in art. So there was no way she could tell me, like,
oh.
But she did tell me, okay, get past questions and all of that. But other than that, I was really much on my own. She didn't want to have, I think she didn't want to do, because I thought you were always arguing. You didn't have all these sister, hold my hand.
Sweet moment.
All our moments have been tough love. So I literally had my time and she had her time. But I think she might have a different skill, but I think I was the one that was really putting her in check in university. Yeah.
Have you met me?
Like, I'm very rigid. My sister is more flexible.
I think I've seen that part of you. So going back to school, boarding school, how was it? Like,
girl,
your sister in the system, who has been there? What class was she when you got in?
She was in junior secondary school 3, or was she?
GSS 3.
She was in GSS 3, she was in GSS 3 or she was in SS 1. I can't remember now. I think she was SS1 and I was GS1. And the funny thing is that we're in the same house.
Ah.
It was like, you know, there's this blue house, yellow house, mm-hmm. red house. We're in the same house. I think, you know, for my secondary school days, my sister really stood up for me. So I was hardly ever bullied.
Okay.
I think that's the only time that I even felt her presence.
Oh my God!
My life. No, she did. She really tried. I was hardly ever bullied.
But did you deliberately annoy people because you knew your sister was
there? No, I didn't though. Because I didn't actually. But the only time that something happened, it's not like it was any fault of mine. I mean, going to boarding house is like the most craziest experience.
Yeah, devastating.
But one thing I learned, maybe because my sister was there, was first of all, it's really easy for you to please people and get them on your good side.
Okay.
I have a very good handwriting.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself.
Yeah,
you know,
I can attest to that.
You could say what I write.
Calm down.
So what I did that, you know, really got them to like me and stuff. So I had to get those seniors to like me and so that, you know, they wouldn't.
You can write for them.
For me. So I was literally helped. Sometimes I just write their notes for them, you know, and all of that. And I was hardly ever bullied. But there was one lady. Oh my goodness. Don't give me PTSD. Yeah.
Are you serious?
I remember her name. I want to say, so if I remember it, I'm going to call me and do it again. I don't think I even want to talk about it.
It was a really crazy
experience. My sister was there actually. I felt her experience hard time when I was in university.
In sharing food and all, you could go to her house.
Oh, sharing food. The funny thing is that, oh my God, just reminded me something.
Was she a prefect?
She was a prefect. No, she was. Then they weren't able to. You only become a prefect when you're in like SS3.
Yeah, so in SS3, was she a prefect?
No, at that time, at that point, I had left the school. I could not finish boarding house life. Babe, oh my God. It's not me that is going to die there. My friends had to literally pull me out to save my life.
Wow.
At some point, it got really messed up. I'm a hard girl, but at some point, it was just not me at all. Sharing of food, I was a very picky eater growing up. I already told you, I hardly ate a lot of things. My sister eats. Oh my God.
But it's so funny right now. You used to be very picky. Now anything and anything.
The sister you have bad. So my boarding school then was that they put a pot of food. Whatever is being served, you don't just go to a line. You have a pot of food on your table, a pot, and you're like 12 on that table.
Yeah.
So you four are entitled to finish that pot of food. If you need more, you could, you know, go and ask for more, and then they give you again. So the pot. So. My sister used to tell me that because I was always wasting my food. I hardly ever ate anything. She says, if you want me to waste this food, come and give me your food on my table. Yes? So what I did when I'm being served, and it was a big hall, a big dining hall. So you sit according to like your class.
Class.
Just one, just two, just one, blah, 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 blah. So I'm carrying my plate of food.
Ah.
And travel all the way from where I am. to where my sister is. And you will see the smile on her face. So excited. It's accomplished. And she eat my own, eat her own. And any other person on her table that is not eating. It was so crazy. But she was supplying me with provision.
Oh, how sweet. How is the relationship now? She's in Lagos, you are here.
Yeah, we talk when we do. You just, you know, those things. Okay, we talk.
Little daughter kind of thing. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Well, I
did the house of chores. How was it like for you? Would you like that pick you come and do it? Or you can easily just dodge? Was it like the youngest one or the eldest one?
I can't really remember about household chores. I just know that everybody had their chores and we had a helper then, but everybody had their own household chores to do. I can't really, but the person I went to without doing any chores was my last born.
Really?
For some reason.
I think because he's a guy.
Last born. That should be a podcast topic.
He was a girl.
When a last born is a guy, I don't even know whether, maybe because I haven't witnessed a last born as a girl, but last born, growing up. Eh?
But we were last born for a while now before he came.
That's what I tell him all the time. One time in sport, I was like, it's not because he came. Why was supposed to be the only one? I said it all the time when we were fighting. I'm like, it's not just because you came.
Oh, you knew very well when they gave birth to him.
And of course, I was in his phone. It was just 2 years different.
3 years?
It's just 2 years different.
Oh, two. Different. You're small now.
So I can't remember. I say it all the time to him anyway. I think it's cute. You know to have it. One time, I'm sure he really pained his children. You can say the most stupid things when we are just.
Yeah.
And we just say it and move. But I say it all the time when I'm trying to get on his nerves. I remind him that, oh my, I was the last one before you came along. So put yourself in a corner and suck it.
Oh my goodness, this is so crazy. You know how they say the last ones are saying this, but I think I can really relate to that. And being that I'm a twin, I'm very close to my twin. Like this, if anything is happening, she's knowing. If anything is happening, I'm knowing over here. But most times, I kind of relate to some of this middle child experience.
Right.
People really noticed that I was around.
Oh, okay.
People hardly notice me. Each time we go, I'm like, hey, your twin is so fine. Why are you not fine?
Oh, yeah, I suffered that too. My goodness. I'm the finest until they meet my sister. Then all the attention leaves me and goes to my sister. It got so bad. There was a guy that was striking me at some point. Like, he was all these kind of trackers that meet you on the road.
Yeah.
Oh my god, and funny thing is that we met on the road, so I didn't really want to leave my number, but he's this kind of guy that he had a very good sense of humor. He had, you know, all of those things.
They're laughing
and stuff. I actually gave him my number at the end of the day, then we became like chat buddies. It was so great. That kind of person that you just go to and the person is always responding to your chat. Remember, I don't know what I did though. I said I invited him to come to my house because we used to have like a cell fellowship in my house.
Okay.
Then you know.
That's you people.
Yeah.
Shout out.
It's winners. Winners okay. Tell WSF.
Winners.
We attend this every Saturday by 5 p.m. So I actually invited this guy over to my house. After the fellowship, Kwanun, I didn't even expect him to come that day. So that day he came, I'm like, wow, okay. After the fellowship, I was working with my prince. He's like, oh, big girl. So just say that to my, that's my sister. And I'm like, hey, that's happened again.
Oh,
but what's my business? I said, okay, that's fine.
Back then, didn't pay you. Talk truth.
And of course, I would tell you, like, you paid me, but it's something that I've had to do. My sister is really pretty.
Yeah.
Like, she's very fine.
Yeah. So, and he's fair.
So it's like, I'm the finest thing that's ever happened until you meet my sister.
Oh my god.
So when he met, I just knew that it had happened again. I'm like, okay, it's fine. And they really got, you know, talking. I don't think they dated, but you actually did like her that much.
Aww.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things.
Yeah, I felt that too. And most of the time, I work with my twin sister. We never used to wear the same clothes. My mom would always quarrel. Because you party, you should wear the same clothes, do the same hair,
really?
Wear the same shoe. It's really everything. The only thing she got is to separate is probably when she's buying already made this cap and this thing during Christmas. She buy a different color but the same. She can buy blue, red. I think that's when we started picking colors. But when I entered secondary school, I was in blue house, she was in red house. So it's about to be a favorite color.
Doing different things.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I wore my sister's school uniform too and houseware because why not if not?
Well, my two, we shared most of the things. We usually use each other's things. We had the same bag. Box everything.
You guys see what it's in that relationship now, like the whole clothes thing. I can't do without you. I can't do without calling you in a day. You know, I hear that
siblings we don't call but we chat. Yeah, this we don't call but we chat. We talk.
So, like you talk to her like every day.
Yeah.
Wow. I hear that a lot. Like people say that.
Are you kidding? We call talk. Their, even if it's call, not call, we chat. Even if it's not call.
Like, I don't call my sister every day, but we call. I can go like a week.
That is not your twin. I mean, twins.
No, wait, okay, tables are turned, right? Okay, what if she wasn't your twin and she was just your sibling?
I have siblings I don't talk to for weeks. They were like, oh, dude, don't come. Like, okay, you are older. Why shouldn't you be calling me? And, like, my twin is always calling. Like, every now and then, I check up on them. I have other sisters that have given birth. Like, they are way older than us. She calls them to just check up on the kids. I'm like, if I call you, I always talk about marriage. Make her rest.
Right, my dear. Oh, my goodness. This year, I really don't want that
energy around. It's crazy. I have siblings. I don't talk to them for weeks, like months. Even my dad, I don't talk to him for months. The day I managed to call me like, you remember me today? I'm like, okay, calm down. My twin usually calls them every day. Like, wow, she calls them every day.
I think it's just her person.
Yeah, she said she wants to build a relationship with them. She calls them. If anything is happening with my parents, we are sure to get the information first from my twin.
So, like, she calls them every day.
Every day.
How are you? Like, what do they want to talk about?
Yeah, both of them are sitting down together. The wife and the husband are sitting down together. She will call the mother. Call talk to her mother. Like, where's your husband? like is there. Instead of saying pass her the phone, okay, I'm coming, let me call her, call him.
She ends call the call his own.
And call his phone. I'm like,
oh, that's like some
boss lady
shake
boss
going on. I think I should learn from her because I want to do it, but sometimes
I like it for her, but I don't know. I'm like,
I can't be talking. Like, I feel like that space gives you like a load of opportunities to like build up on things to actually talk about, you know, so that when you actually talk to them, it'll be meaningful.
Yeah.
Oh, like, oh my dad, I'm like, how are you, daddy? Are you fine? Okay, daddy. But I saw a post like, actually that some people actually talk to their siblings every day and their parents every day as
well. Wow, interesting. I don't do that. If I wasn't stay with my brother, I don't think I wouldn't talk to him.
What fun that would be.
Like, I randomly told one of my siblings that I'm very sure that if I was not a twin, you all would not know one single thing about me. Most of the things they know about me, they got to hear from my twin sister. I'm not sure you people hear anything from me.
Is that because it's your problem? Why are you not letting them? Why are you letting them in?
I'm a very quiet person.
What are your siblings, fam? You shouldn't be quiet with your siblings.
My twin doesn't even know some things. Like the first person I kissed, she did not know that.
That's a detail you take to your grave. It was a memory.
Yeah, but she didn't actually need to actually kiss him. But it was kind of let's leave that. That's like
you've been kissing, huh? You've been kissing.
Lips
locking. Okay.
Frolicking.
You've been frolicking. You even said yourself.
No, I wasn't flourishing. Flourish or flourishing. Okay, nice conversation with you, Happy.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, there is nothing to do at the moment, but hey, it's fine. Any moments, any opportunities to record podcasts, it's always very wonderful and amazing. Thank you so much. This has been a very, very wonderful. Oh my God, that's something minutes. Hopefully, yeah. We'll cut it down. Thank you, High Praise. By the way, High Praise is a podcaster.
Yes, please. Finally.
Coming back.
I'm doing it.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Unleash with Praise.
Back. That's me. Y'all keep that locked on there.
Yo, baby. So you gotta check it out and listen to her episode. Subscribe to her podcast.
Yes.
From whichever platform you listen to.
Yes,
you can
follow.
Okay.
It's at Unleash.
Unleash.
Yeah, but on my social media platforms, all of them, from Facebook, on Twitter, and on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp. So this is Praise Mba. This is Praise Mba on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay. You can use to reach her in case you love the voice, evil girl, you want to reach out, you know, let's start something from here. It's not me bad if you meet your husband on Variety Podcast. I'll gladly come MC the wedding.
Oh, yeah. I'm on it.
Okay, till next episode. Hope we meet soon next. Bye, all. Have an amazing day, week, month, whichever. Bye, yeah.